Hey everyone, and welcome back to Satyrat Reclaiming Your Joy. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to dish out some real talk about life, happiness, and everything in between. And today, we're diving into something super important. Cultivating self-awareness. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like you're living on autopilot without really knowing why you're doing things or how you're feeling? That, my friends, can be a sign that your self-awareness needs a little boost. Think of self-awareness as your internal GPS. It helps you navigate life with intention, understanding your thoughts, feelings, motivations, and even those quirky habits that sometimes trip you up. It's about truly knowing yourself, your strengths, weaknesses, passions, and values so you can make choices that align with who you are and what you want out of life. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Laura, self-awareness sounds great, but how do I actually do it? Well, buckle up, because we're about to break down some powerful strategies to help you get there. First off, pay attention to your emotions. It's like having a built-in barometer for your emotional state. Are you feeling happy, sad, anxious, frustrated? Name those feelings. Don't just let them swirl around inside you without acknowledgement. Journaling can be a fantastic tool for this. Jotting down your thoughts and feelings can help you identify patterns and understand what triggers certain emotions. Next up, get curious about your thoughts. What are you telling yourself throughout the day? Are those thoughts positive and encouraging, or negative and self-critical? Learning to recognize your thought patterns is key. Challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself if they are really true and if there's another way to look at the situation. Remember, we all have biases and blind spots, things we might not be consciously aware of. So step outside your comfort zone and seek feedback from trusted friends, family, or mentors. They can offer valuable insights into your strengths and areas where you might want to grow. Being open to constructive criticism can be a game changer. Now, self-awareness isn't just about analyzing yourself, it's also about connecting with others. Pay attention to how people react to you in different situations. Do they seem comfortable and engaged when you're talking? Or do they appear withdrawn or uncomfortable? These subtle cues can tell you a lot about how you're coming across. Finally, practice mindfulness. Take time each day to simply be present in the moment. Focus on your breath, your senses, and your surroundings. Mindfulness helps quiet the mental chatter and allows you to connect with your inner self more deeply. Think of it like hitting the pause button. Just a few minutes of mindful breathing can make a world of difference. Let me tell you a story about this. My friend Sarah was always stressed and overwhelmed, but she couldn't pinpoint why. She felt like she was constantly running around, putting out fires, and never getting ahead. One day, I suggested she try journaling her emotions each morning. After a few weeks, she realized that whenever she felt overwhelmed, it was usually because she'd agreed to take on too much. She started saying no more often and prioritizing tasks, which made a huge difference in her stress levels. By being more self-aware, Sarah gained control of her time and energy, allowing her to feel calmer and more fulfilled. So remember, cultivating self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. It's about constantly learning and growing, tuning into your inner compass and making choices that align with who you truly are. By paying attention to your emotions, thoughts, and behaviors, seeking feedback from others, and practicing mindfulness, you can unlock a deeper understanding of yourself and create a life that feels more authentic and fulfilling. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Leave a review if you enjoyed the show, and join the conversation on social media using #SatyRad. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.